News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer, his fabulosity is unmatched. So that's all we'll say about that, but he's just taking great care of us, so we appreciate that. He is why the podcast page is inhabited by many, many Sunrise interviews. On the news line with us now, Alana Jaco is back, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, a person who has been very busy helping participate in the organization and participating in the activities of the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. Alana, thank you so much for checking back in today.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mark. It's good to be on the line again.
I do appreciate it. I always ask you to kind of reiterate what the what, where, and work of the SGP is. So tell us about the Greenway. What is this great initiative that's making a big difference around here?
Of course. So the Susquehanna Greenway is a corridor of parks, trails, and communities along the Susquehanna River and within Pennsylvania. And Susquehanna Greenway Partnership, or SGP as we like to refer to ourselves, is not only working to build connections between these things so that you can walk, bike, or paddle from town to town along the river, but we also provide the resources for people to get outdoors and engage with it. So, you know, brochures, itineraries, even events, we're planning those throughout the season.
Well, and you're getting famous for the photography contest. I know a lot of people, I guess noteworthy because a lot of lay people are entering their fabulous photographs in the contest. And where's the exhibit now? I know a lot of the stops weren't in our immediate region initially. Where's that now?
So it's actually going to be in transition between today and tomorrow. It's usually at a new location each month. So this past month, it was out in Lock Haven at the Avenue 209 Coffee House. And then for October, it's actually going to be in several locations. We had a lot of interest in it. So we have, it's going to be at the Capitol Building Rotunda, the East Wing Rotunda, in October, a piece of the gallery, and then another part of it's actually going to be at the Ned Smith Center for Nature and the Arts in Millersburg, just north of Harrisburg. So we're trying to get it to more places because there's a lot of interest in seeing just these beautiful photos from all across the Susquehanna Greenway.
Well, and we'll talk later about when it comes to our immediate area because I want folks to really check it out, not only because I think it's great arts, great photography. You find out there's some great photographers around here, but I always think it's inspiring to really encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors when they see some of the work of the various photographers. And these are lay photographers, not professionals, that are doing all of this work. All right, well, let's talk about what is top of the mind, Pennsylvania Trails Month. There's a lot of trails around here. Water trails and foot trails. So the Greenway Partnership would just love everybody to enjoy the many trails around here that are on and near the Susquehanna River.
Yep, so September, I know we're at the very end of the month here, but September is observed as PA Trails Month. So even in October, you know, it's a great time to explore a new trail, visit a favorite trail, or inspire a friend to visit a trail and get out hiking or kayaking. You know, you can help keep trails clean by leaving no trace when you go out on your adventures. You can volunteer for trail maintenance or even just, you know, take some fun photos and spread awareness of the trails by using the hashtag PA Trails Month.
And tell us, how do we find out where these trails are? I'm certainly familiar with the Buffalo Valley Rail Trail, and you and I have talked about the Susquehanna River Trails, the River Trail Association, easily searched for, and you can get all of that. A go-to place to get trail information.
Yeah, so our website's a wonderful place to start. We have a full list of itineraries for paddling trips along each branch of the river, and we also have a stock of trail profiles to kind of look through your different regions and find a trail near you. We also have an online interactive map that you can explore and find these little icons for boat launches, hiking trails, river towns, really everything you need to get out and explore. And then finally, we do come out with a newsletter every fall that's specifically focused on hiking trails, on land trails. So Whenever you're ready, Mark, I can give several recommendations, just kind of a teaser for the upcoming newsletter.
All right, yeah, please do. I have my pencil ready. I'll write down some of the websites, too.
Okay, great. So SusquehannaGreenway.org is the best place to look for these recommendations, where you can also sign up for our newsletter there. But the first one, if you're looking at the North Branch, which is the northernmost region of the Greenway here, we're going to be highlighting Test Track Park Trail in Berwick, Pennsylvania. This is a peaceful, about a mile walk along the river with a gorgeous boat launch for the paddlers out there. And even a little bit of history as a former testing ground for World War II tanks. So that's a really interesting one to explore. And for the West Branchers out here, we're featuring the Bald Eagle Mountain Trail just outside of Lock Haven. This is definitely more of a difficult hike at about 9 miles, but the views of the West Branch, Susquehanna River down below, and just kind of sweeping down this iconic boulder field are very well worth the climb there. Then kind of further south in the middle Susquehanna, which is kind of stretches from Sunbury down to Harrisburg, we're showcasing the Darlington Trail, which is located just outside of Harrisburg. And this one offers about a 7-8 mile hike along a really pleasant wooded trail. And as the trees start to open up this fall, you'll have beautiful views from either side of the Blue Mountain that the trail kind of meanders through. And then finally, our fourth region of the Greenway, the lower Susquehanna from Harrisburg down to the Maryland border. We're highlighting the newly named Clark Nature Preserve, which is actually a combination of three preserves formerly known as House Rock, Reed Run, and Peckley South. This new network comprises about 4.5 miles of trails through a variety of forests and fields, creeks with waterfalls, and just an absolutely stunning view of the river from House Rock Overlook. So, again, these are all great ways to explore trails this fall. You can visit our website, SusquehannaGreenway.org, to learn more about these hikes and others. And you can also sign up for our emails on the website, where we'll be sending out a notice this fall to give you a little more information about those trails and where to find them.
Yeah, you have one of those newsletters that I actually do read. Yeah, I get a lot of newsletters, but just too many really to read them all. But yours, I scroll from top to bottom with a lot of click-through follow-up to make sure the things. And the interactive map, I'm intrigued at that. How would you get to that? I go to greenway.org, and then where?
So the easiest way, it is under our Plan Your Visit tab. But if you want to go right to the map, you can do susquehannagreenway.org/map. And it'll get you right there. It's a Google map. You can kind of zoom in, zoom out, see all the different trails that are there, see the boat launches, and then you can click to kind of find more information on each of those entities out in the Greenway.
All right. Well, these are fabulous ideas. I just love the idea of hiking. I think people are drawn to water and to hiking. I think it's their nature as fall progresses. You have a pop-up paddle. Now, it did sell out, so we're not going to be soliciting more takers, but to give us a quick glimpse of that activity.
Yeah, of course. So Saturday, October 9th, I believe that's next weekend already, not this weekend, but next, we're offering a chance to explore the fall scenery along the river by kayak. We're going to be paddling about 12 miles from Montgomery to Milton State Park with a nice picnic lunch stop in Watsontown. Like you said, Mark, we're all sold out. However, if you do visit the website, there is a wait list. Sometimes, we do get those last-minute calls where, something came up, we can't make it. So it is worthwhile to join the wait list if you are really interested. But again, for this one, you can learn more by visiting our website. We always welcome inquiries for what's coming next and always accepting ideas if you have recommendations or desires about where to paddle on the river.
All right. Well, super ideas. I think the website really is going to be key for folks to get on that interactive map, find out about the Susquehanna River trails. We talked about those earlier this summer. Of course, the hiking trails are now that the water won't be perfect for kayaking for most folks, but we'll see at the Clark Nature Preserve or Darlington Trail or the Test Track up at Berwick. A shorter walk, but sounds like with a great history opportunity. And what was it, the Bald Eagle Trail? What's the name of that trail, the 9-mile one?
Yep. The Bald Eagle Mountain Trail, just outside of Lock Haven.
I gotcha. Okay, well, that sounds super. Yeah, I love to hike, so these will be great places to visit. All right, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our discussion, Alana?
Oh, just, thanks for allowing me to tune in, and if anyone needs resources or recommendations for getting outside, feel free to contact us again or visit our website, and we look forward to seeing you out on the Greenway.
All right, and when the photography exhibit is back in the region, we'll have you check in again and see what else is new with the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. Thank you so much, Alana. Thanks for checking in today.
You're very welcome, Mark. Have a good one.
Thank you. That is Alana Jayko, Director of Communications and Outreach for the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. As we've pointed out a couple of times, SusquehannaGreenway.org. WKOK News Time, it is now 7:53. We're going to find out how your money is doing very shortly.